views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. I'm so glad you're back, guys, because we have a lot of nice stuff to talk about today.
You know, that's really interesting.
What?
A Native American with a Jewish name.
I know, right? And I come from, like, Brooklyn. You know, when I came off the res and I was young, the first thing I wanted to do was not have that twang and that. You know what I'm saying? That you can tell I wasn't from New York. I tried so hard. I did everything possible.
Did you take speech lessons?
No. Are you kidding? I didn't even have parents practically. Speech lessons. All right.
No, because you wanted to lose the accent.
Well, I did it in school. I just copied how they said their words. And if I'm really tired sometimes, then you could sometimes hear the Lakota like where I came from, that area.
You could tell the lingo and the accent.
Yeah, only if I'm very tired, like sometimes it'll come out of my voice, you know. But basically, I did everything in my power to make sure that I had a Brooklyn accent. Because I wanted to be.
You wanted the Brooklyn accent.
I wanted it so bad.
Oh, well, you did it extremely well.
I know. Because I felt like I was such an outcast to begin with. There was no Indians around. There was one block on Lincoln Place in Brooklyn that were all Indians, and they were all working on the Verrazano Bridge at that time. And everybody else was a white man. Well, I don't even know, a regular person. I don't even know how to say it.
American.
Well, we're the real Americans.
Well, let's just say the people
from
a different country.
The immigrants, right.
Okay. All right.
So we were the only, like, actual real Americans. And it was very frightening to me because I never saw skyscrapers. I never saw tall buildings. All I saw was prairie. All I saw was open land. I mean, maybe the highest thing
I saw.
So
it was a culture shock.
Oh, it was a culture nightmare. Do you know that I used to throw up walking down the block because I felt so closed in and I felt like everything was falling on top of me that I would throw up? I don't know if it was from nerves or from the logistics of how the buildings were. I couldn't breathe. I felt as though like somebody was squashing my neck.
Really?
Yeah, it was terrible. It was just, and these are things that nobody knows. You know, these are things that are so personal that, you know, you wouldn't even think that there would be that kind of a reaction to a kid when they come from a place where it's totally all open and that's what they see. They only see one kind of person. I didn't know what Jews were. I didn't know what...
We're the ones that own the land.
This is the truth. I didn't know what Jews were. I didn't know what Polish people were. I didn't know what Irish was. I didn't know anything. But Native American, Indians. We call ourselves Indians, folks. But, you know, I think it's socially unacceptable for...
I hate political correctness.
I do too. I hate it.
Whether you're black, right. Whether you're, you know, I can understand people, you know, back in the day, back in the 60s and before that, and, you know, black people unfortunately were called colored people. But black people to me is totally politically okay. But to say Afro-American, I hate that.
Too.
Like, what do you say in France or any other, what, they're Afro, Canadians, come on.
Right.
You know, you are what you are and be proud of it. That's it. The end, you know?
Exactly.
You know, it was funny. I got to tell you a quick funny story. I might have already said this to you, but the audience, I don't think heard this. But, you know, when I first had the Mexican family work for me, you know, first started 30 years ago. Thank God right now they're all legalized. I don't have to worry about this Obama crap or anything. Yeah, I don't have to worry about that. So anyway, so when I first met them, you know, very broken English. And so I'm just trying to make conversation. You know, they're working along with me. I have my own, you know, cleaning business and stuff. And so I was making conversation with him. So I said, so what religion are you? He goes, religion? I go, you know, so I point up to the sky. I said, and I put my hands together, you know, God, pray, yeah. You know. And he goes, oh. He goes, Catholic, you know, in his broken language. He says Catholic in Spanish. I said, oh, okay. He goes, you? I go, Jewish. And he looks at me like he never heard the word before. He goes, Jewish? I go, yeah, you know, money, power.
Hollywood?
No, he didn't get it at all, but I made myself laugh. It was just something I thought of in the moment.
But it's true. It's true. Well, I didn't know any of that stuff either. And, you know, it was kind of like a cultural shock to know.
Well, if you're never exposed to it,
right,
how can you know?
You can't. But I felt that I was very lucky, too, in a way, because I went to the melting pot of the world. I went directly from the pan right into the fire. Like, I went directly into the melting pot of the world where there's every culture, every nationality.
How old were you when you made the switch?
11.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's good that you made it that early and not later on in life where, you know, you had a chance to adjust and as you do your life and stuff like that.
Exactly. And, you know, when you're that age, you are very pliable. You're very pliable.
What do you mean?
In other words, you can adjust easily to circumstance.
Okay.
You know? And that was a plus, you know. And you know, I did adjust. And the one thing I wanted to do, getting back to the speaking, the one thing I wanted to do was fit in. And I didn't fit in because, of course, my grandmother, she put my hair in braids like a little, oh, please. I hated that. She would braid my hair because that's respectable. Okay? It's respectable. A child should have her hair braided behind her ears. And that's the way a little girl should look, okay? So when I went to school, I used to take the braids out.
Like a lot, yeah, right. And a lot of girls would change their clothes.
Right. Braids came out right away.
Put on the makeup, get out the cigarettes.
Get the braids out of the hair immediately.
And then all of a sudden, mom would find it later on, somewhere down the road, later on that day, that week, the month. Oh, no, that's not mine. That's my friend's.
Right.
It was never theirs.
Never.
Kids, it's never theirs. It's always their friends.
Exactly. So, you know, the braids come out immediately.
You want to know something? A lot of people, you know, get very frustrated, especially young people. They get very frustrated in life because they want to make it big in life. And, you know, and they already want to be where somebody has been like for years and years and years. You cannot, basically what I'm saying is you cannot buy experience.
Absolutely.
You know, and the reason why I said that is because my little buddy, Anthony, who's a very gifted, which we'll have him on our show one time. You'll love him. He's 22 years old, and he always, you know, is anxious to already be there, be on top and stuff. And he's 22 years old.
And he's missing the ride.
And he's missing the ride. And in life, the reason why I know what I know is through all the – and you, you too.
Yes.
Is through all the years of experience.
Exactly.
You can't – there's no shortcut to experience. Experience is your life. And
exactly.
If you're smart enough, if you're lucky enough to get the wisdom from somebody who's already been there and done that, that's a part of the way. But you still need to learn to experience life itself and learning to deal with people and learning to deal with business situations and learning. And a lot of your best lessons comes from when you get a sucker right hook to you from life or from
a person. Oh, I agree 100%.
And it makes you, it will make you a little sharper, skeptical. It makes you sharper, stronger, more clever. It grows scales, you know, metaphorically, I said it grows scales on your soul and your skin. And, it just makes you a wiser person so that, you know, what you're willing to accept, what's good, what's not good. And, again, youth, you might be really good at what you're doing in the moment, you know, for your age.
Right.
But when it comes to life experience, there's no shortcut.
That's right.
That's the game. Wisdom. That's wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, and
everybody has
you're always
to
growing.
Pay their dues.
Right. You pay it, exactly.
In order to get that wisdom.
And so what happens
you
is
you can't teach wisdom.
Right. So what happens is that when you are, you know, at a certain level in your life and you have these young kids who see what you have, it's like they want that yesterday.
Right.
And it's unrealistic in many ways. Now, there are some people who are lucky enough to get it early in life, and God bless them. You know, for whatever reason, they were at the right place at the right time, or their parents happened to be, you know, right. The president or you know, some a major star or whatever. So
they skip the privilege.
So they happen to get lucky to go through all the rankings where everybody else has to,
but
you know,
are
go
they
through.
Lucky?
They are, but they bypass all the experience.
But listen.
And all the wisdom. They do. They bypass
you're
that.
You're absolutely right. But think back on what you just said. All those kids that have that privilege, think back to all you see on the news. All of those kids, so many of those children who have that privilege always end up abusing that privilege and either falling into the trap of drugs or falling into the trap of bad decisions.
And we're going to talk more about those bad traps in a moment because we got to go to a commercial break, the producer said. All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid?
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel.
Oh, Scott, before we get started, what is your phone number if somebody wants a reading from you?
Okay, my number is 908-500-1474.
And my number, if you want a private reading, the psychic therapist that I am, that we are, it's 877-ANGEL-02, and check out ArtieHoffman.com, A-R-T-I-E. HOFFMAN.com. And I have a YouTube series. I want you to Facebook me, Twitter me, do all that good stuff. And we'll keep tabs on one another. What do you think?
Get good information that way, guys.
That's right.
So we were talking about kids that don't want to climb the ladder and just want to be.
They just want everything. They just want the success. Yeah. They want the material aspects.
Right. And I was saying that kids like that, who are privy to having money and having power, they usually get themselves into a lot of trouble with that.
Yeah.
They're usually the kind of kids that fall into the traps of drugs and alcohol and fancy cars and police and all that kind of stuff. They don't have that experience of climbing the ladder to succeed to that point where they abuse what they've got.
Well, what happens is that these kids who get so much too soon, like these early childhood stars, that once they no longer have work, they become depressed, they get into drugs, they get into alcohol, their lives crash and burn.
Absolutely.
Because they're used to being catered every moment.
Right.
You know? And again,
that's very bad.
Unless if you're fortunate enough to have a family to back you, or if you invested your money well, or you're able to have other, you know, it's very important to have other divisions of your life and not just everything in one basket.
Correct.
You know, so it's important. That's why it's important for kids to have an education while they're going through their success. And it's not just about them being a superstar, whether it be in acting or singing, whether it be sports, you know, whatever it is, dancing, whatever it is, music.
Right.
It's very important for you to have another aspect of your life so that you're more well-balanced.
Absolutely.
Rather than putting all your eggs in one basket. Now, unfortunately, when you're that young, you don't have that kind of – you usually don't have that kind of wisdom to be able to do that. And unfortunately, a lot of parents will support just the big money cow in the moment and pour all their energy. And God bless – kudos to those parents who do the right thing to make sure, you know, like Brooke, was it Brooke Shields? Mm. You know, her mother, she went to Princeton. She was an honor student.
Yes.
Not only is she a beautiful model and actress, you know, this is somebody who is extremely educated. I think she was also educated enough to be in the medical field, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, she went to Princeton. That alone tells you.
Yeah. So, you know, so again, it's very important to have a well-rounded, balanced life.
And like you said, it's important to have smart parents that can rear you correctly.
Right. And unfortunately, not all of us have those smart parents, because our parents, you know, if they're stressed out with finances or health or alcohol or drug issues or gambling issues, whatever it may be. And, you know, if you're lucky enough, try to find friends. You know, if you're in that vulnerable state, try to find people or friends. Or go to Google where you can find motivational speakers so that it could inspire you. Or, you know, or go to the bookstores so that you could read books that could inspire you, you know, and help you out in life. But,
you know, this is a kind of an issue where it's a very small piece of the population. because most of the people I know are poor like we are.
No, the reason why I speak like this is because all these other poor children or most people who do struggle is that they look at everybody else who has everything.
Right.
And so they feel like, oh, they feel jealous or they have a lack of and there's not appreciation for what they do have. And, you know, again, what kills me inside, and I'm not an old fart by any stretch, but what kills me inside is that not to see kids go outside and play anymore.
Oh, this is a different world.
It's like it blows me away. Yes. I mean, I used to go down any given neighborhood street. They'd be playing touch football, wiffle ball,
bicycles,
box ball, bicycling.
Skating.
And now you don't see jack crap.
Right.
And it's really, really piss poor. And I blame a lot of the media because
How about blaming the video games for all that?
Yeah, thanks.
How about that?
Thank you.
I'm sorry. When they started with these kid video games, that was the end of civilization as we knew it. Because now the kids, instead of going out and playing, they're in front of the televisions, or they're in front of their media stations, their PlayStations and their iPads, and they're texting and they're playing the games on television. They're really living vicariously through video games.
And what happens is that, you know, they employ this what's this called? This illusion of what's that word I'm looking for? Darn. But in any case, my point is like when they look at these video games and everyone's shooting everybody,
terrible.
Yeah, they like glamorize it.
Yes.
Of shooting people or driving really fast. And you see these young kids driving like jackasses.
Yes.
Really crazy.
Absolutely.
And it's because of these video games and you're driving 80 miles an hour and they're tailgating you and they want to go in and out of cars and they think that they're playing these video games in their mind.
It's so true.
And you know, I jokingly said to one of my friends, this is before video games came out like this, and one of my friends was driving really, really fast and we were on a major highway in Florida. I said, look, we ran out of quarters. We have no more quarters. I said, don't crash because, you know, the game is over.
Yeah, really.
It's disillusional.
You are so right. You hit the nail right on the head. These children only have these games to look up to as reality, and they are putting this reality into force. Now, look, I feel, and I hope I'm wrong. I pray I'm wrong. But you know what? Everything is done through a master plan. And I so feel that the government has pushed these video games so badly because they feel that later on in life we're going to be sitting in our houses and we are going to be fighting people from our televisions. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's a thing in the Bible that says, and I think it's in Revelation, that when you can sit in your front room, on your front porch, and watch men die, then that is the end of times. And it's not exactly, I didn't word it exactly right, but when you
what's that point? I don't understand.
The point is, when you can sit in your own house and watch men in front of you be killed.
So you're talking about these video games? Or are you talking about in reality?
In reality, when if you look, aren't we doing it now? We're sitting in our living rooms and we're watching wars on television, people getting literally killed. This is reality.
See, that's why I have a hard time looking at these movies.
I never watch
them. You know, I can't watch the movies, these action-packed movies where there's a lot of shooting and killing and, Arnold Schwarzenegger and stuff like that. They glamorize this.
Yes.
Like it's the cool thing and you get the hot babes and it's like, you know, it really is. It's a very it's disillusional. It's not reality and it's bad. And then these guys who do or people who do try to mimic this, you know, they run amok and then, you know, it ruins the level of society.
They're rearing
the
our
integrity.
Yes, they're rearing our children to this violence.
But it's all about money. And unfortunately, money rules. And so therefore they hit.
Somebody's got to have integrity somewhere along the line.
You want to say these companies are so powerful with so much money and it stinks. And, you know. It really is. It's terrible. It's just like the I'm switching gears a little bit, but the pharmaceutical companies, you know, you create these drugs and has 55 side effects, and it might help your problem a little bit, but then it could cause, liver problems, right. heart disease, right. blah, 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 blah.
Right.
It's like, why are you even putting this on if this could even capable of doing it?
Yes. I was laughing at a commercial the other night about it. I'm not going to say
I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah. I know exactly what you're going to say.
Side effects may be bleeding eye retinas, ears that fall off, your fingernails popping, your heart bursting.
Suicidal thoughts right. and possible death. And then they have these people with a smile on their face like it's the best thing since sliced bread.
Walking on the beach.
Walking on the beach, holding hands. Oh, honey.
Honey, let's jump into the ocean and commit suicide.
Yeah, that's right.
But my Come back on. Feels great.
That's right. I'm strong enough to carry you in the ocean, so now I can kill you.
Right.
If not, I'll kill myself.
My back is feeling great. Let's commit suicide. I hear you.
We'll jump off a bridge.
Right. OMG. Are you serious, guys? Come on. Get real. Take an aspirin. Do you know that aspirin is actually made from the bark of a white birch? It is a very healthy drug, and it's good for many things. Heart conditions, to prevent heart ailments.
Yeah, it stops blood clots.
Yes, and it's good for pain.
Yes.
Take a freaking aspirin, for God's sakes.
Take two aspirins and call us in the morning.
Take two, as my husband would say, take two meatballs and call me in the morning.
There you go.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It really is ridiculous.
But, again, thank God there are a lot of other avenues for those of you who wish to go to more of a spiritual life. And, prayer really is a very powerful.
Yes.
Because with all the negativity in the world, we need prayer. When you had a lot of setbacks, you need blind faith.
Yes.
You can't give up prayer. You can't. I mean, you can, but it's going to be a lonely, hard world if you give up your faith, if you give up prayer. And when I say pray, somebody just said to me, well, which I found this very contradicting, which I found this actually very amusing. Well, if I'm agnostic mm-hmm. or atheist, he says, is it all right to still pray? And I said, well, who are you praying to?
And that killed me.
Right. And I said to one of my friends who told me he's atheist, I said, so if your kid sneezed, do you say God bless you, or do you say better luck next time? And I actually texted him that. Now you might not believe in God, and that's okay, but because you have a hard time trying to understand it. But
I don't think that's okay.
No, it is and it's not. And we'll get into that once we get back to this commercial break. So, all right, everybody, stick around because the amazing Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Now, somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Sky and Artie. We are the dynamic duo, Angels and Answers. Sky, what is you're doing a show in April?
Yes, I'm going to do the Mind, Body and Spirit Expo, and that's going to be
in Somerset.
Somerset,
New Jersey.
Yes, and that's going to be the weekends of the 12th. And
do you know your booth number yet?
No, they didn't tell me my booth.
Okay. So, all right, but
come look for me. Come look for me.
Yeah, you'll see an amazing. I promise you, you will not be disappointed if you see Sky in person.
Thank you.
100% promise you will not be disappointed. And she's also going to be speaking.
Yes, I'm going to be doing a lecture on, you know, a lot of people don't realize it, but you also get message from spirit. And I'm going to show everybody and bring to their attention how they're getting them and how to recognize them and how to ask for more.
That's what the lecture is about.
Yeah.
Plus you'll be connecting to a few people's loved ones.
Yes. And I will be doing psychic, and I will be doing medium readings. And you could have 15 minutes, you could have half hour, you could have anything you want.
You can have the whole day if you
want. Absolutely. I'm easygoing.
And she could talk.
Oh, yes, I can talk. So, it's funny.
Yeah, so, but it's going to be really good. It's off exit 10, off exit 10 off of Route 287. Is where the convention center is, and mark it in your calendar April 12th, or just check out Mind, Body, and Spirit Convention or mindbodyandspiritexpo.com, and you'll see all the stuff of what's going on. There's going to be lots of speakers there and a lot of people selling a lot of cool spiritual stuff with crystals and stones and books and gorgeous paintings.
Oh, yes.
And it's going to be amazing.
Dara is going to be there. She's
Dara. Yeah, she's going to be there. Oh, my God. So gifted.
She sent me my painting of my.
I'm so jealous.
Isn't it that
it is literally one of the most beautiful paintings I've ever seen in my life.
God love her. She's a doll. And she'll be there, and she does soul paintings. She looks at you, she reads you, and then she studies you, and then she draws your soul. She paints your soul. And she uses these amazing colors, and these amazing colors actually mean things. And she'll send you, when she sends you your painting, she'll also send you a pamphlet that tells you why she used the colors she uses and what they mean. So it's really amazing for Dara. And we're looking forward to seeing her there. And I will be selling my homemade native jewelry. I am an expert beater, so I will be selling my jewelry there too. So come and see my booth, and we'll talk.
It'll be great. It'll be marvelous.
It'll be fun.
All right. So we were talking about. All right. Like I said to you before, my client of mine was actually asking me, because I sent him this beautiful saying. And it said, you know, God is like the sunshine on a cloudy day. Just because you don't see the sun doesn't mean that the sun isn't there shining upon you. It's your clouds of fear that allows you to think that the sun isn't there.
You said that to me.
Yeah. And when you remove your clouds of fear, then you'll see that God is really shining in your life.
Yes.
And then he could warm your heart and that he could nurture you in all different ways. So when I sent that to a few of my clients, and this is also going to be a part of my book because I'm in the process of gathering pieces up for a book that I want to write. And, you know, I'm very proud of it.
Yes.
And, you know, it's like I said, it's a shame when people have a hard time not believing in some kind of spirituality or believing in God.
I can't believe that there are people out there.
You know, when God supplies, literally, yeah. You know, when you were talking about all the pills, when you look at all the drugs on a daily basis, all the food on a daily basis, all the rebirths on a daily basis.
Look at the minds that are capable of doing all this.
I mean, it is just astronomical what goes on a daily basis, and that God supplies us with all of this, and yet people still doubt because there's some blurps in your life or some, you know, crappy situations. And that's all a part of the game of life. And I mean, does it suck? It 100% sucks when these things happen, you know, and nobody likes bad experiences, but it's a part of life. But still, when you look at the beauty and the amount that God shares with us on a daily basis,
right. It's mind-boggling.
It is. It's just absolutely mind-boggling. Now, when I say to people, because I do know people who are really, really good people, but they have a hard time believing in the concept of God, mm-hmm. And it could be because of their upbringing, you know, because when you're raised with no religion or no concept of God, and
right.
You know, you just live life. I feel like so long as you're being a really good person to your fellow man, that's more important. When you're being a good person, more important than going to church to pray every week, and
right.
Then you come home as a little poop head to yourself or to everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, we're not praying because God needs us to pray to him. He doesn't need our prayers. We need him to listen to our prayers, to help us out.
Absolutely.
And not just to God, but also to the angels.
Yes.
And
I love my angels. They're amazing.
They are. And they will help you. And I start off, on the most part, I try to remember just about every single day, though I do this, where I call upon my angels to intervene into my life. And I say, I call upon all my loving guardian angels. Thank you very, very much for sharing all the beautiful miracles, all your love to help resolve any issues in my life, to help make my life a better purpose, a better meaning. Thank you for putting me in a position where I could help other people to better their lives. Thank you for always empowering me. Thank you for all the gifts of my knowledge, of wisdom, so that I can understand everything with clarity. And also thank you for my health and thank you for protecting over me, my family, my friends, and everybody. So when I put that energy out there, I don't even worry throughout the course of the day. And when crap does hit the fan, I don't even try. I just observe what's going on and then I make my moves accordingly. Do I get angry and upset? Because a lot of people think, Artie, do you ever get angry? Because they always see me in a happy-go-lucky mood, because that's usually 90% of the time.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, like yourself, I have those 10% of the times where, I'm in a hissy mood or a pissy mood, but I'm not in the mood to be around people at that time.
Right.
You know, I'll just keep my distance from people because I'm not in a people-person mood, you know, or because if I'm not in that happy-go-lucky mood, people think, what's wrong, what's wrong? And sometimes I'm in a mood just to chill out. Nothing's wrong.
Right.
You know?
Yes, I do know that. You're a very easygoing man.
Very easygoing. But like I said, I mean,
but you're normal. Everybody has their time.
But I get really upset and I get pissed and I get just really agitated.
You know what bothers me?
Like everybody else.
Listen, this is what bothers me. How could anybody be so cocky to think that every day of their life is going to be a bed of roses? Because if it is, how are you going to know when you're laying in that bed of roses? If it's that way all the time, then you have no worth for that happy times. You have no way of knowing that those happy times are here if you're not experiencing those negative times or those times when your life is not going right.
You want to know something? I'm glad you said that, because one of my friends, you know, like told you, he's a very angry, angry person, and he has two beautiful kids and he's married to a wonderful girl, but he's extremely angry with his job and with life itself. And he says, if there really is a God, then why is it that there's so much pain? And why is it with all the children abuse and the wife abuse and people killing and blah, 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 blah. And he goes on and on and on with all the negativity. And I said, and so I responded back. I said, everything and everybody has a purpose in life. I said, if everything was just pure perfection where there was no pain whatsoever in any facet, whether it be emotional or physical, right. I said, number one, you wouldn't be having any therapists, you wouldn't be having any doctors, you wouldn't be having any military, you wouldn't be having any police, you wouldn't have anybody for security. There would be, no troubleshooters for any computers because everything would be perfect. There would be no mechanics. There wouldn't be tow trucks. There wouldn't be
doctors,
yeah, and nurses and hospitals.
There wouldn't be coffee.
You wouldn't, right. Yeah, coffee is a great crowd pleaser. No, but if everything was just living in unison with no pain whatsoever, again, but so God has blessed everybody to be able to have a certain talent, because not everybody is capable of being a doctor or being a mechanic or being a this or a lawyer, you know, for all the lawyers and all the legal people. I mean, it goes into millions and millions, and people are employed because of all these heartaches. So it's ironic how we're always trying to shoot for that perfection, knowing that perfection will not always be there, but you always try to shoot for heavenly bliss. But those moments of times when you do have heavenly bliss, you could fully appreciate it.
Yes.
Because it took work and effort to get there.
Right. That's right.
You know, it's like bowling. You know, every single time you bowl, you want to throw a strike.
Right.
Knowing you're not going to bowl a 300 every single – because if you threw a 300 every single time you went bowling, you threw a strike every time you went bowling, the pleasure and the thrill of trying to get it wouldn't be there.
Right. Exactly. I agree with that. Now, a lot of people ask me, do I have to say prayers that come out of a prayer book to pray? And I always tell them no. I always tell them the way to pray is to empty out your heart, to say what's inside of your heart to God, to tell God thank you, acknowledge that he's there, acknowledge that he's the one that makes your eyes open every morning, acknowledge that he's the one that gave you your beautiful children, your lifestyle. Even if you have a crappy lifestyle, it's still, you're still, you've got something, you know what I mean? Acknowledge and thank him for every single morsel that you put in your mouth and the ability to get it, you know. And I thank your angels for being around you, because you know what? You being late for work yesterday morning saved you an accident because your angels were there making you late. But people don't get that, what's behind the scenes. They only see what's in front of them.
Right.
They don't get what's behind the scenes. And spirituality is learning what's behind the scenes, I believe.
Right. As human beings, though, we get upset when we are being delayed in our process of life, where we're getting from point A to point B, whether you're in your traveling or whether you're talking about your career or whatever. And it's a human natural experience to get upset or disappointed. It's very understanding. But yet, in the big, big, big picture of things, there is a reason for everything.
Yes.
And there are people, many people say, oh, I hate when people say that it is what it is, or there's a reason for everything. You know, that's bull crap. And it's totally understandable when you're in that position to feel that way. And it's hard to accept. But that is the big secret to getting over any obstacle. It's about accepting the person or the situation for what it is. And I didn't say you have to like it.
Right.
But as soon as you accept it for what it is and stop putting so much energy into what could have been, what should have been, trying to change things, I can't believe it. It makes no difference what could have been, should have been, what if. It means nothing. The bottom line is, what do you have right now? And because that's all you have is the now. And that's all that matters. And it's the quality of how you choose to handle it.
Right.
is what gives you the quality of life and peace of mind and strength.
I agree.
And right now we have to go to a commercial break. Okay. So, all right, stick around, everybody, because we have a few more minutes to say our peace of mind. And Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows...
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And I would like
our Jewish Indian friend.
He's a Jindian. He's a Jindian.
She is. I'm not.
I'm a Jindian. Anyway, Artie.
Talk to me.
Your telephone number, if somebody wants to call you for a reading.
If somebody wants a private reading from myself, whether it be as a psychic therapist or a medium, or if you want to have a party with myself and or Sky, just give us a call. Give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02 and check out ArtieHoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com. You could see the face behind the voice, and I got a YouTube series, and you could Facebook me and YouTube me and Twitter me. Do all what you want to me. Baby, I'm yours. And Sky, what's your number?
It's 908-500-1474.
And she's going to be at the Mind, Body, and Spirit Convention the weekend of April 12th.
April 12th.
In Somerset, New Jersey, which is right off of exit 10 off of 287.
And I'm very excited to see everybody and have some conversations.
And I promise you a billion times over, you will not be disappointed. So.
Thank you.
So we were talking about learning to accept things.
Yes.
And we all go through our own crap.
Right. I should be the most bitter person in the entire universe.
You should.
Right?
I'm amazed you're not in jail.
Or sitting, in a nut house.
Sitting right next to Charlie Manson.
Right?
I mean, wanting to, like, kill people right. after and, all what you've gone through. I
and
mean,
I'm the happiest person you ever know, right?
Oh, my God.
I am. I am the happiest. I bless everybody. I'm happy. I'm just like
She's
that.
Just Mother Teresa part two.
Stop. Don't listen to him. No, I'm a happy person. I don't let things get to me, you know? I mean, I had a tremendous tragedy. I think that was like my life mind blower is when I lost my son. I mean, I still can't.
That's understandable.
Made everything else that I went through in my life candy.
Right.
You know, and I still think of him. I might still pray for him. And I cry every single day. And now I'm not going to lie, but I do it alone by myself. And because there's such a hole in my heart that I just can't not cry. Even I just choked up talking about it.
Well, you know what? It's a healing process. So it's good that you do cry because you release it. It's like this buildup and release
right.
and you release.
Right.
You know, and unfortunately, you know, yeah, there's a lot of people who feel like they can't cry in front of other people because they have to be strong for everybody else. And other people depend on you being strong and being the Rock of Gibraltar and being Mother Teresa. So, but you want to know something, it is you. But the thing is that you do have the ability to also let go behind the scenes, to be able to release. And there's a lot of people who can relate. They're shaking their heads. Yes, yes, yes. I totally understand. But, for some reason, I'm being channeled to be able to tell the public this, that it's very important to do what you feel is best for your life or what you feel is best for your responsibilities and not so much as worry about everybody else's expectations around you. Everybody will have their thought process of, oh, look at her or look at him. He's like this. She's like that. But they don't walk in your shoes and they don't fully understand your emotions or what you had to go through. And so sometimes you might not make the healthiest choices in the moment, but you do what you need to do to satisfy yourself in the moment. But it's okay if you fall off the wagon a little bit, you know, for a bleep in time, but don't allow it to overtake your life. But you still need to make the best choices, what you feel is possible, what is best for the overall good in the long run. And and so it's like I said, it's very difficult to make choices when you have so much resistance, whether it be from your kids or family or coworkers or whatever. But, you know, a lot of times people see things only from where they sit, only from their position.
Yeah.
They don't see the big peripheral picture of the decisions, the big decisions that you have to make. And even though they might not appreciate you in the moment and your decision might not be the popular decision in the moment, understand that you're doing what's best for the overall good. And so long as your mindset is like that, then good for you. If the human side of you takes over and you indulge in satisfying the moments, well, this is something that you have to learn to get over. Because a lot of people, you know, are constantly looking for that quick, short fix, that emotional quick fix. And you can't save everybody who doesn't want to save themselves. And if they're stuck in their own world, then you want to know something, then they're not ready to heal.
Right.
And you can give them all the right medicine and you can give them all the words of advice. But if they're not ready in their life to accept it, then you have to allow them to burn and crash, but don't allow them to ruin your world.
Right.
That's what I would do if I was president.
Yes. You sound very, very good. I think I'm going to vote for you.
Thank you.
Well, you know what you were saying?
I don't think Hillary stands a chance.
I don't think. Oh, no. I don't
she's going to win. I think she's
going
to win.
Oh, she better not win.
I bet you Hillary Clinton is going to run for president. She's going to spend more money in political history for her campaign, and I bet you she wins.
Well, you know what? I would not vote for that woman just because she watched in real time with drones those men getting pulled apart, sodomized, and raped in Benghazi and gave the order to stand down. Every life is important. How could you dare make that type of a
call
and say, stand down, do not help them? Are you kidding? Do you think that's what I want in office? No, that's not what I want in office. And I know there's plenty of Democrats that do, and I know there's plenty of Democrats out there. And you know what? That's fine. And I don't know, but to me, that's not the candidate that I would want and feel secure with my children. Because if she says, you know what? There's a school being bombed. Oh, there's a school. There's people in a school that are going to bomb it, but they say they're going to bomb 10 other ones. So let them bomb. If they hit one school, they're not going to hit the other. Okay, let them hit the school that your kid is in. And boom, she doesn't give a damn about your kid. Nah.
I'm going to tell you, even though I understand where you're coming from, but because her husband has such charisma, and Bill Clinton, yeah, he has such charisma. He does. He's extremely well-loved and liked. And until next week, everybody, take care and stay happy.
God bless.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Skye deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyeOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Skye Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.